of your challenges, but is also aware of the power of the word inside of you.
Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world.
Crave
with God's
grace for the spirit of understanding. Crave for more of capacity to meditate on God's word. Crave for it. Crave for the grace to ruminate, to meditate on the word of God. Then that hunger and thirst shall be satisfied. Something is breaking forth from within your spirit. Come today to help you understand scriptures.
We have come with open heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
This morning I want to speak quickly on harvesting answers. Harvesting answers. Hallelujah. God is a good God and He answers prayers. God is a good God and He answers prayers. Many of our sufferings are actually unnecessary. Many of the things we suffer and cry about are actually unnecessary. Hallelujah. There is only one suffering that is approved by the scriptures in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. So we are permitted to suffer persecution. Persecution are the things you go through because of the gospel. Some people may hate you because of the gospel. Others, we want to harm you in one way or the other. And sometimes we suffer traveling long distances, going through a manner of weather conditions just for the gospel. That's the approved suffering. Any other suffering is not approved. Why? Jesus Christ bore it. You're not supposed to be sick, suffering sickness. He bore your sickness. You're not supposed to be suffering lack of money. He bore poverty. You're not supposed to suffer depression. He took it by himself. Say with me, from today, I refuse to suffer what Christ has suffered. Say, from today, I refuse to suffer what Christ has suffered. When I pray, I will harvest answers. I will enjoy my right. I will enjoy my right in Christ Jesus. Can you say a loud amen to that? So every other suffering outside of suffering persecution is unapproved, which means you have to resist it. Let me point out also very quickly that no believer is in his wilderness. Like you often hear people say, well, I'm going through my wilderness experience. There is no believer in the wilderness. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 3. Look at what it says. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 3. For we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Which means those who believe enter where? Into their rest. They are not in the wilderness, they enter into their Canaan, their place of rest, into their Sabbath. Those who believe. Look at verse 10. Verse number 10. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his works as God did from his own. So when you enter into your rest, you cease from struggles, from suffering, from pains. You cease from struggles, Whoever enters into his rest ceases from struggles. So me, by faith, I enter into my rest. I enter into my Canaan. I leave every wilderness. Say a loud amen to that. Verse 11 also even makes it more clear. For the word of God is, let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. So we have to labor by God's word and enter into our rest. As we labor, exercising ourselves in the word of God, what will happen to us? We will enter into our rest. So, wilderness experience is for those who don't believe the word of God. But us who believe do enter into our rest. Someone today, you are entering into your rest. Now, here's what I'm talking about now. Harvesting answers. Hallelujah. We have been taught how to pray. Please listen very carefully now. We have been taught how to pray. But unfortunately, we have not been properly taught how to receive answers. Praise the Lord. Praying prayers and receiving answers are not the same. There is how to make money. There is how to deposit money. That's how to withdraw money. If you don't know how to withdraw your money, even though you have your money, you can use it. Praise the Lord. And I pray this morning that you open your ears and understand how to receive your answers, so that you stop saying you're in your wilderness experience, God is punishing you, God is teaching you something. God is not teaching you anything. How would God teach you things by punishing you? Whereas he has the Bible that will teach you. Something is wrong somewhere. From today, every kind of suffering you are under, you are loose from it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, please see this. Mark 11 verse 24. How do we receive answers? Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you believe, you receive them, and you shall have them. Wow. Whatever you desire, when you pray, believe, you receive them, and what will happen? You shall have them. So, believing is equal to receiving. Believing is equal to what? Receiving. But it's not equal to having. Watch the grammar I said there. Believe and receive, and you shall have them. So having them is later. Believing is now. Receiving is now. But having is later. Look at it again. Therefore I say unto you, this is Jesus talking. What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. So when you believe what you pray, what will happen? You receive them. But you will have them later. Now let me move one more step. Believing is in the heart. That means it's in the spirit. Romans 10:10 says, with the heart, man believes. So, believing is where? In the heart. Believing is in the spirit. With the heart, you believe. With the heart, you believe. With the heart, you believe. Receiving, please hear me now. Receiving is also in the heart. Which means you believe things with your spirit, you receive them in the spirit. So the things you receive are received spiritually. For example, Solomon asked for wisdom. God said, I've given you wisdom. He has received it. The things you believe you have what? You have received them. But how are they? In the spirit. Having them is physical. Praise the Lord. So believing is spiritual, having is physical. He said, you receive them, you shall have them. What is remaining is how to have what you have believed and received. There are many things you have believed and received that you don't have. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Let me say it again. There are many things you have believed and received that you don't have. Now, how then will you have what you have believed? Mark 11, 23. If you understand this thing I'm sharing with you today, it's a bit technical. For me, it's very clean. You will begin to enjoy answers to your prayer. Look at it now. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Praise the Lord. So what do you have? What you say. So what you say is what you have. What you believe is what you receive. You believe what you receive, and you have what you say. Did you catch it now? Let me go again. You receive what you believe, but you will have what you say. Which means when you believe something, it becomes your property spiritually. But physically, it's not yours until you say it. For with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So the things you receive, God is not that bad. Sure, God is not bad. God is good. The way we pray and pray and pray and pray without answers is unlike God. Are you hearing me now? It's unlike God. I agree that this you may be talking with God. God will say, okay, wait, I'll give it to you. Or God gives you an idea of what he's doing. But most of the immediate needs we have, our health, issues like that, here and there. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. As soon as you pray, it's given to you. But you need your mouth to have it. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Let me say this now. If you say what you don't believe, there's nothing wrong about it. By saying it more, you begin to believe it. Are you hearing me now? If you say, I am rich, yes, I am rich, I am rich, and you don't believe it, no problem with that. Maybe with time, you will start to believe it. But if you say what you believe, you are bringing out the riches. Catch it now. You are converting it from the spiritual riches to what? To the physical. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Once I have taught him how, I said, how many things we have received of God that we don't have. Now, what does it mean that we receive? It means that in the eyes of God is yours. In the eyes of God is in your own account. In the eyes of God, God is counting, I've given it to you. I've given it to you. God is saying, it's yours. We're saying, where is it? God said, but it is with you. Where is it? In your heart. In your spirit. How do you bring it out? You shall have what you say. Say with me, I will have what I say. Second, I will have what I say. Second, I will have what I say. Second, I will have what I say. Shout aloud, amen. Before God, you have a ripe field. A field, a garden of harvest. And he gave you a mouth to harvest it. Please don't argue with this principle. Unless you're not a believer. This is the way God works. You have what you say. Say, you shall have whatever you say it. That things you are saying and keep saying, you will have it. Not once. That thing you keep saying, you will have. You shall have whatever you say it. Lift your hand towards heaven. Say, from today, I will say things I want to have. I will say things I want to have. The things I believed after I prayed, I have received them and I will have them. The things I believed, I have received them and I shall have them. Shout aloud, amen. Amen. Have you seen these people who are seers? Some of them good, some of them bad. Look at you. Say, this man is rich, oh, very, very rich. I can see riches. I can see riches. I can see riches. Is he lying? Where is the riches he's seeing? Is the person having the money outside? How will he bring it to outside? Is that riches real before God? It's real. It's real. From today, you begin to harvest your answers. Say, you will harvest your answers. This is the beginning of the harvest season. Tell me, from today, with the sickle of my mouth, I will harvest my answers. I will harvest my answers. I will harvest my answers. Say a loud amen. Amen. Every prayer you have prayed, it's time to harvest the answer. Every seed you have sown, it's time to harvest the answer. Every good thing you have done, it's time to reap the harvest. Are you hearing me now? This is the time of harvest. But how will you harvest? Many of you, you have deposits in different banks, spiritual banks, but you are nothing to show because you are not harvesting. And some of you don't even know that you require joy to harvest. The time of harvest is a time of joy. With joy, you harvest. You are too bitter to have harvest of spiritual things. You are too unhappy to harvest. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Second with me, I will harvest. Second, I will harvest. The things I planted, I will harvest them with my mouth. Shout aloud, amen. So if this is true, then you cannot be talking defeat and having success. Some of you talk defeat. Defeat, defeat. Everything you talk is negative, negative. You can't be talking sickness and have health. You can't be talking fear and have boldness. You can't be talking about sin, and have righteousness or holiness. You can't be talking lack and have abundance. Some just call you on phone. Hey, look at that, Horego. Hey, Ego. Look at that, Horego. They haven't even asked you of anything because you are lack conscious. You are lack conscious. You can't be talking lack, and then you have abundance. It won't work. You will have what you say. Say me, I will have. Say, I will have what I say. Second, I will have what I say. Second, I will have what I say. Shout aloud, amen. This is interesting to hear now. What you will have is what you say, not what you believe. I've said it in different ways now, but because many people say, I believe now. Why am I not? I believe. You will not have what you believe. You will have what you say. You will receive what you believe, but you will have what you say. And spiritual, whereas having is physical. Psalm 107:2. Psalm 107:2. This teaching will change someone's life forever. Psalm 107:2. It says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemy. This is the word God spoke to me that made me to bring this teaching. Said I should tell you people that you say so. That's where I coined the topic I'm sharing with you. I'm not sharing my feelings. I'm sharing what God wants me to share with you. Say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Who he had redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Which means, until the redeemed say so. Their redemption is not perfected. It's only a story. We are redeemed. We are redeemed. Are you actually redeemed until you say it? I believe I'm redeemed. No, sir. Let the redeemed say so. Say with me, I am redeemed. I am free. I'm liberated by the death of Jesus and his burial and his resurrection. I am free from every harm, from every danger, from every pain. I am totally free. I am redeemed. Said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Which means if they don't say so, it's not perfected. Hey, Nigeria is so hard. Nothing is working. You're the one saying it. Are you the economic minister? Say what you're asked to say. Say what you believe, not what you are seeing. Just say what you want to see. Let us be frank. Let's say the truth. What is the truth? What is the truth? Thy word is true. Say what you believe, not what you feel. Say me, I will say what I believe. Say, I will say what I believe. I will say what I believe, not what I feel. If you are weak, what do you say? I'm strong. Not I'm very weak. Hallelujah. You will keep saying these things. It will come a time whereby it will become your consciousness. You will now realize that you can actually live a life without lack, without pain, without confusion, without fear of tomorrow, without like, I don't know what will happen. You are just complete. You're living in your own world. From today, that shall be your portion. You're not afraid of anybody. What will they do to me? Somebody is planning against me. You lose all those kind of fears. Why? Because your word, the word from your mouth, has made a harvest for you. This is your time of harvest. I said, this is your time of harvest. So, believing is like conception. Saying is like delivery. You cannot say what you don't believe and it comes to pass. Because believing is like conceiving. Whereas saying is like delivery. It's only those who conceive that deliver. But some conceive, they don't deliver. So, conception is believing. Whereas saying is delivery. Can you shout aloud, amen? Amen. What I do with words, sometimes shock me in person. What I do with words. I don't know what to do with it. Oh, just talk, blah, 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 blah. Just talk anyhow, just go talk. For me, words are everything. I create things with words. I create barriers. Someone was almost trespassing. And I came on that stool, like they say, there's a wall here, you will not pass again. That was it. The person never passed that wall till today. So with words, I create barrier. See this. That wall here, you'll never pass again. I created a wall with my mouth. Because I will have what I say. Say, you will have what you say. Say, you will have what you say. I was preaching in Assemblies of God, New Heaven, some years ago. And I looked at a man. And I spoke to the thing that was here. Go! In the name of Jesus. The thing moved from here to here. In my present eye, like a lump. The man said, look at it. They would not move like this. I said, okay, the lump head go. It moved. I said, now, come out! The thing disappeared. If I didn't add come out, it's obeying my words the way I say it. Say, I will have what I say. Second, I will have what I say. I will have what I say. Now, I don't know the value you place on your words. That's why I don't say anything. I don't say anything. Even at home, I don't have any casual time. My family is here. My children are here. Ask them. I don't say anything. Because I have what I say. Whether I say it casually or seriously, I have what I say. Though sometimes I try to take advantage of it. They tell me, just say you give us 2,000. Just say it. Because they know that if I say it, I will do it. Because my words are everything to me. From today, may your words work for you. May your words work for you. Now, if I say a word to you, if you receive it, you will see it come to pass. If you believe it, and also echo it with me, in acceptance, it will come to pass in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I say a word to you now? The rat race is over. This rat race is over. The competition is over. Your place is allocated to you today. I said your place is allocated to you today. Your place in that family is yours today. Your position in that group, that organization, is yours today. Your position is yours today. I put you on seat this day. It's done, no? You shall have what you say. this is a jackpot. I'll have what I say. Hallelujah. We are moving along the road, and I told my PSA, clear the car. He cleared. I said, this is where we have the land. Is this place? This is the place we have the land. That was it. 1 month later, we have bought 21 plots of land there. What will you have? If you know how rich you are in your mouth, if that was heaven. Say, from today, I don't speak casually again. I don't speak casually again. For I know for sure that I will have whatever I say. So I will say what I want to see. I will say what I want to see. I will say what I want to see. I will not say what I feel. I will not say what they are saying. I will say what I know and believe, and I will surely have it. Say a loud amen. If you say it once and it's not coming to pass, say it again. For you shall have whatsoever you say it, not what you said once. And so mightily grew the word of God and the... If you come to your house and you keep saying there's peace in this house, there's peace. This is an environment of peace. This house is a house of peace. Give it some 1-2 months, you can start to see peace there. What will you have? You enter your empty shop, no goods are there. Short, the money is finished. This shop is loaded. This shop is loaded. Goods are coming. Customers are here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What will you have? Sometimes when we say some things where people are, they get very angry. So sometimes we stay away from them. Say it around the people who understand me. But sometimes, no matter how you want it, you say it where they are. They get very angry. You are very, very proud. Are you the one holding everything? Are you God? I am not God, but I'm saying what he said. So I agree with God. Second, I will have what I say. In the face of imminent failure, where it's clear that you have already failed, you say you have not failed. Hallelujah. Even when you lost something, clear that you lost, say, I've lost nothing. And you will have what you said. Thank you, Jesus. Say, from today, my harvest season is on right now. For I will say the things I want to have, and I will have them. Shout aloud, amen. Proverbs 18:20. Let's close this one. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. And with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. So your lips can increase. By the increase of your lips, you will fill your environment with good things. By what? Increase of your lips. So increase what you are saying. until you start to say things increasingly, you don't have them. You say it until you, the thing you're saying saturates you. Tell me, I'll be satisfied. I'll be satisfied with the harvest of my mouth. Say, I'll be satisfied with the harvest of my mouth, and I will increase with the increase of my speaking. That's the law of God. A young man was telling me the other day, he said that he gets angry and that he tries to, that when this anger comes, he can do anything. He was telling me just one thing he did when he was angry. I said, now, wow, you're not angry. Pastor, he said, Pastor, when I get angry, the only way to stop it is I say to myself, Chijoke, you're not angry. Chijoke, you're not angry. Chijoke, you're not angry. So, he said, when my wife hears me saying that, he knows that something has happened. Because he said, unless he says his mouth and his ear hears what he's saying, he cannot be controlled. Chijoke, you're not angry. Chijoke, you're not angry. You're not angry. You're not angry. You're not angry. If he said it like that, his ears hear what he's saying, that's the way to quench it. Else, the thing will be so terrible, he can scatter things, he can destroy things. Hear me. What will you have? You don't know that you are useless in your mouth. It's not for eating and drinking only. That's just 20% of his service. The work of your mouth is to shape your destiny. This, my husband is very terrible. You have a terrible husband. This, my wife is an idiot. What do you have is an idiot husband? These children are so stubborn. What do you have is stubborn children. For you shall have what you say. But they are blessed. What will you have? Blessed children. We are increasing. What do you have? Increasing children. You hear me say here on Friday, we are very, very rich. So say, hey, if you are very, very rich now, why do you take money people give you? I will still say I'm very, very rich. Till tomorrow. If you like, hold the one you have. I will still be very, very rich. If you give me, I'm still very, very rich. Say with me, I'm very, very rich. Because what you have is what you say. That's the thing. What you say is what you have. Second, I am very, very rich. I don't lack anything. I don't lack anything. I don't lack anything. When I live in one room in Transekulu and eat once a day, my wife is here, once a day, married. If you hear my tape, then I'm still saying what I'm saying now. There's no change in the language. So it's not because Pastor Dan is not a big man of God. No. He's not seen big things. You've not seen big. Big is coming. When you see big, you koja. Lift your hands, what's up? Say, I am big. Say, I am big. I am big. I am big. I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable. I am comfortable. I am healthy. I am healthy. I am strong. I am strong. I am strong. And I will have what I say. Hallelujah. You know, I want to be down to earth. Sometimes I've asked me, I don't even know whether you get sick at all. Because sometimes you're a bit quiet, sometimes you are talking loud. So I don't know, because you say the same thing every time. I said, if I'm sick, I will say I'm sick, but I'm not sick. For I cannot be sick. People like us don't get sick. You will have what you say. So you will have what you say. You will have what you say. Hallelujah. Now, what do you say after you pray? That's what you get. You don't get what you pray. You get what you say after you pray. Please let this thing enter into your heart. Why are many prayer warriors very, very stranded and stagnated? They think that they're going to get what they prayed. The Bible said you get what you say, not what you pray. After you pray and finish praying and open your eyes, and then you meet people, the things you say after you pray is what you get, not what you pray. Many pray, God heal me, and confess I'm dying. What will they get? Many pray, Father, increase my business. They say market is not working. What will they get? what you get, not what you pray, is what you say. That's what Jesus told us. Mark 11, 23 and 24. That's what he said. That's why many prayer warriors are stranded. Very strong prayer warriors, very stranded and confused. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. What did he say? What did God say? What did he say? What did he say? Now look at verse number 6. Verse 6. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man can do unto me. So he said the other one, so that I will say. So everything he said is to give me something to say. He said, I will not leave you nor forsake you, so that you will say, the Lord is helping me, so nothing can happen against me. He has said, the Lord is my shepherd, so that I will say, I will not want. Are you hearing me now? He said, he that abided in the shadow of the Lord, how did he say Psalm 91? Okay. Let's read that one. Just see it now. Psalm 91. Look at it here. So he said that you may say, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That said, what will I say now? I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, he is my fortress, my God, he will I trust. That's what I will say. What's your response to the word of God? He has said, this is the month of the beginning of your harvest. What will you say? I am harvesting in every way and I lack nothing. He has said, I am the Lord that healeth thee, that I will say, I cannot be sick, for the Lord is my healer. He has said, so that you will say. Everything we say here, in prophecy, in declaring the month, in teaching you the word of God, is to give you things to say, for you will have what you said. I see someone here today, your season of frustration is over. Close with this. We have come beyond our time, but it's important to hear these things. Hear this. What is too big for your mouth to say is too big for your hand to handle. Whatever is too big for your mouth to utter is too big for your hand to handle. Hallelujah. What you say, what you think in your mind and believe in your heart and did not say it is aborted, whether good or bad. Let me say it again. What you think in your mind and did not say it is aborted, whether it's good or bad. So if you think anything bad in your mind, don't say it. You think it's aborted. Whether good or bad, even if you think it, even if you feel it, but you don't say it, the thing goes. So if you think good, say it. If you think bad, refuse to say it. For you will have what you say. Be on your feet now. Open your mouth and thank the Lord. For I will have what I say. Hallelujah. Open the communion table. Step for the hands toward the communion table. Declare by this communion, I receive strength to have what I say. I will have what I say. I will have what I say. Shanemolobo sagabasi. Declare by the blood of Jesus Christ, by my faith in the blood, I will have what I say. I'm spiritually equipped and empowered to have whatever I say. My words create my life. My words create my environment. I will have whatever I say. I do not fail. I do not fail. Nothing fails around me. Nothing fails. My life is working. My life is working. I do not fail. Everything around me is working. And I have what I say. Open your mouth and say something. I'm increasing. I'm getting better. I'm getting better. I'm getting stronger. My life is working. My family is working. My health is working. Open your mouth and declare it. I will have what I say. I will have what I say. My heart is working. My lungs are working. My eyes are working. My brain is working. My legs are working. My chair are working. My family working. My business working. I will have what I say.